From Los Angeles to Melbourne, Florida, we saw record highs fall yesterday. Galveston, Corpus Christi, and Abilene all there, up to 109 in Abilene, and that's just the start. They're going for a long stretch here as that ridge stays in place. Abilene will see records throughout the week. Roswell, New Mexico, also all the way through Saturday, will stay above 100.
And Target says its sales rose for the first time in a year as grocery deals started to lure in customers, sales up 2%. Police in New Jersey looking for a tiger lady, a woman caught on video climbing into a tiger enclosure at a zoo, sticking her hand out toward the Bengal tiger. It stalks close to her in the video, nearly bites her before the woman finally climbs out. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Essentia Health will be hosting a bone marrow drive today in downtown Duluth. According to a Fox 21 report, the drive will be held from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the organization's East 2nd Street location. Healthcare workers can use a cheek swab test to determine if a potential donor is a match for people suffering from diseases like leukemia and sickle cell anemia. If they are a match, the organization will call the donor back in for more blood testing before going forward with the bone marrow donation. The nomination process for a competition meant to highlight innovations from Wisconsin is now open. According to a WBAY report, nominations are now being accepted for the 9th annual Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin contest. Nominations can be submitted on the contest website through September 6. To be eligible for the contest, the nominated product must be manufactured in a Wisconsin-based facility. Voting will be open to the public and will feature a bracket-style tournament to name the eventual winner. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
From historic Title Town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken daily. Fridays, enjoy fish fry with salad bar. Saturdays, look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, take it to the house with a tasty prime rib with a championship salad bar. Game day breakfast on Sundays at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
This is the Title Town Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
The Packers kicked off the final week of training camp with an hour and a half workout on Tuesday. I'm Bill Scott. Coach Matt LaFleur said after watching the film of Sunday's 27-2 loss at Denver, he was happy with the effort, just not the execution. This is the final week of training camp, with final cuts coming early next week, a crucial time for bubble players, and Thursday's joint practice and Saturday's preseason finale against Baltimore. I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help to protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fire safe while also protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from the tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
Third-round draft pick Tyrone Hopper led all the Packer players in the number of snaps played on Sunday. He also led the defense with 11 tackles, six of them solo, and after missing the opener against Cleveland, he was asked what he takes from his preseason debut.
I take a lot from it. I was able to learn a lot of things, see a lot of different things that I haven't seen before. So I feel like this would definitely be a plus, being able to get those reps, basically just learn from my mistakes.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
There were some moments where he showed some physicality, and there were some moments that he showed he hadn't played football in a while. So I think there was a lot of good plays, and then there was ones that we got to learn from and get better. And him getting those game reps is so invaluable. He hasn't played a lot of football. He's been out. So I'm hoping to see another jump this week.
I'm Bill Scott. I'll have more from Title Town tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather. Partly cloudy today. We'll get into the upper 70s for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southeast at around 5 to 10. Tonight, clear into the low 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, close to 80 for a high. And we're going to keep going with highs climbing back into the upper 80s, maybe even near 90 by Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
All right, more of Reality Radio. And we promise you we're going to talk about some of the Phillips ball fields there. And we have Jody Podmalik with us to do that. We haven't had her on for, I don't know, a year or more or so.
It's been over a year, yes.
Yeah, to update it. We had kind of communicated a few months ago, but it never happened. So it's good to see you. Good
Thank
to have you.
You
in studio. And we're talking about, of course, the big development there right by the football fields that people have seen develop over the last, when did that start? When did the whole project start for you and TJ?
Well, that whole project's been, let's see, probably 18 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
So
really
heavy in the last 5 years.
Yeah. Yeah. The real transformation in the last 5 years. So talk about what the entire complex. Is there a name for the entire complex?
So
I refer to it correctly?
The entire complex is called Forward Park.
Okay. All right.
And then we just have the three fields, the gardens, the volleyball courts, dog park, okay, walking trail, and all that we're adding.
Okay. All right. And then we have three ball fields.
Yep.
There, right? So just talk a little bit about what it took for this all to come together for those maybe that haven't ventured off the main road there in Phillips and seen that beautiful facility, because you had a lot of companies, businesses, individuals invest time and money to make it happen, right?
Yes, we did. It all started, I applied for a grant with Forward Bank. We received that and then started from there. We tried to use all the local businesses we possibly could, so everybody pretty much was done in Price County except for the bleachers. We bought the bleachers, but we put them together, so I still consider that as, you know, Price County work. So
sure,
tons
sure
of volunteers make this happen. TJ and I put in countless hours,
mm-hmm,
but we have a lot of great volunteers that help out regularly, and then we have the coaches, concession stand workers, umpires, all that stuff to keep the program going strong.
Yeah, so the three fields, is it two softball, one baseball? Is that what we have?
Yeah, it's two softball, one baseball. The large field can actually be a little league or softball. We just have to move the pegs and the bases. Right now, we added co-ed softball to it, so we have it set for that for the rest of the season.
Okay, all right. So what were one or two of the biggest obstacles as you go into this? There's so much that goes into having a field being stable, the dirt, the ground. I mean, you can't just take a farm field and say, oh, it's a baseball field now. I mean, there's so many things that go into not only making it happen, but then making sure it's sustainable for years. Otherwise, the dirt will wash away and stuff like that. So what were a couple of the biggest challenges, I think, of you and TJ had to work through for this?
I would say the biggest challenge is just coordinating everything. There was a few projects going on at the time, so we received some fill. We had to raise the one end of the park up over 18 inches.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just to make it level. The whole reason this started is every time it rained, we'd have to cancel a game, even if it was just a few sprinkles, because there was no drainage and it just sat with a puddle. So that was our first thing we were going to do, is fix the drainage, and then it just kind of
it went from there.
Yeah,
well, you have a passion for this, but TJ has a passion for this, right?
Yeah,
I mean, he loves the groundskeeping and keeping
absolutely
everything.
Loves it, and he does a fantastic job.
Yeah, and that's if a facility like that is going to be maintained and look the way it is, you have to have someone like TJ who's just kind of obsessed with doing that, right? It has to happen, right?
Yep, he's obsessed with that. I'm obsessed with the concessions and, you know, doing all the organizing and all that stuff. So it works out well. It's a good partnership between us.
Yeah. So have we had tournaments there, or is that kind of the future,
yeah,
of what we're looking at there also?
We had a 12U tournament this year. We had four teams down. We're looking at hosting like the Northwoods tournament for 10 and 12-year-olds next year, and then just doing some more local stuff. So.
Okay. All right. And, of course, that's turned into just a great complex there, because, of course, you have the baseball field that's right there and the football field, and now you have that. The high school softball team eventually will come there, I would guess, right? They have their own field, but
it's in the works, I think. It just kind of depends on how everything goes out. It'd be great to have them down there. Then we kind of have baseball and softball right there together.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. It's if you haven't done so, folks, just go over by the high school football baseball field there and take a little drive down where the traditional Little League fields are, because if you haven't been there in a few years, you'll be amazed. Now, I played there, coached there with my son when it was the old school one, you know, the old bathrooms and all that stuff.
Oh, don't remind me of that.
And I just, I drive through there and I went through a couple weeks ago with my wife. I just stopped and I just said, wow. I said, this is just, what a transformation.
Well,
just,
thank you.
Yeah, just absolutely fabulous. And I'm sure you have big dreams in the future of banging, like you said, the Northwoods tournament and other events there, because it is that quality of a complex to host some pretty nice events, right?
Yeah, the reason I like it is because it's off the beaten trail and it's nice and quiet.
Yeah, exactly. And the funding for it, does that continue, or is it pretty much done? Or?
Oh, we could just fundraise forever. we do a couple big fundraisers. We start off, well, it'd be March, we do the Winter Golf Classic. This last year we did it at Westwood Golf Course, and then we do the calendar raffles. We have the kids sell raffles, and that money goes back into the facilities. Right now we're doing our mom fundraiser.
Okay.
People can go on our Facebook page and see how you order the moms, and then they pick them up, and then the funds go to our program. And then the last one we kind of do is we work the Packer games. We work 5 games this year. We're given a booth, and then a certain amount of funds come to us, and then like all the tips come to us. So that's a really great fun time because the atmosphere at Lambeau Field is unbelievable.
Yeah. Do you get the same section every time, or they kind of move you around?
So when we first started, it was moving all over, so we never knew what we were doing. This year, This year is really nice because we're on the main level, and we're in the same booth all 5 games. We're at the last half, so it's kind of nice when we have them. We did the family night a couple times, and people from Phillipswood were at the game, so they'd stop by the booth and say hi, and it was just kind of cool.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. And the people that go over, obviously some of the parents and
You have to be 16 or older to do it.
Yeah.
We have pretty mostly adults, and then we've had a really good crew of kids that came the past couple years. So.
Yeah.
Sad thing is, though, they've all graduated, so we need to start on a fresh crop.
Yeah, we're all going to college now, so she has to find some new people. But, yeah, no, last year when we went, it was a lot of fun, me and 3 of my friends. So, yeah, it was.
Yeah, Ileana, you got to play some games over there, I'm sure, at the fields, right? Yeah.
Play, oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Be a part of that and enjoy the field and help out a little bit, too, right?
Yeah.
What a great treasure it is. And I'm having talked to TJ and how that's progressed, I'm sure there are more dreams that he wants to do, right? He's just not going to stop, right?
Right. So our goal is, his goals and my goals are a little bit different. So we got to get those on the same page a little bit. So we're working on the batting cage. AC Carpet's going to come down and glue that down for us. We're hoping to do that this week. We have the pavers to hopefully finish up this year. We're going to add the warning tracks to at least hopefully 2 of the softball fields this year, so it's a little bit safer.
Yeah.
We have the walking trail we're going to continue working on. We added co-ed softball and volleyball down at the park this year, so it was really it was really nice getting the facility used by more people, different people. It's very family orientated, so that's really nice. I love watching people bring their kids. They throw a blanket down. Kids just sit and play. And then, you know, the parents get to have a good time, too.
Yeah,
so.
Very good. All right. Well, very good, Jody. Thank you so much for the update on the forward field. Do I have that
Forward
right?
Park, yeah.
Forward Park, okay. They're a big contributor, obviously, to it. But beautiful facility when you're in Phillips. Go check it out over there by the football field. You will be amazed, and even more things to come.
Yeah, we actually had a sign made. That took a lot of work. I had to go through all the state stuff. So it's actually Ballpark Drive is the road
Oh, really?
That leads back there. No, yeah. You have to jump on First Street for a block or a house width, and then it switches to Ballpark Drive. So those are all the little things that we've been doing that people don't really see, things that just happen.
You would think you just put a sign up, right?
Oh, it's not just putting a sign up. No. We put signs up on the state highway, and that was a task to get that done. But it's done. People know where the park is, and they can go there and have a good time.
Well, thank you to you and TJ and all the folks involved for doing that, because it really is a treasure that'll be used for years and maybe generations to come here. It's a fantastic legacy to have. So it's pretty cool. So
thank you.
You betcha. Thank you, Jody. We'll have you on again, hopefully in less than a year with an update.
That sounds good.
Wisconsin. So if you're at the Packer games, the last five home Packer games of the year, look for the Phillips crew there manning one of the concession stands on the lower level.
I can't remember our number. It's like 132 or something. So
yeah, you'll see them. You'll see the logger orange, you bet.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, Jody. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good to see you. More of Reality Radio on the way.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over.
Paid for by Wisconsin DOT.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We are here for you and your family, here for the community, planning for the future, and here for good. Because that's how it should be among people who care for one another. And that's what keeps driving us forward at Aspirus. Good people with good hearts, delivering great care. Care that will keep getting better as we grow and thrive together. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Sometimes life's challenges leave you feeling alone. We all need someone who understands and listens without judgment. That's what the 988 Wisconsin Lifeline is for. 988 is free and confidential. Trained counselors are ready to listen and provide support 24/7 for mental health and substance use concerns. You can contact 988 for yourself or for someone you know. Don't wait. Call or text 988 or chat online at 988wisconsin.org. 988 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you.
Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get into the upper 70s for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southeast at around 5 to 10. Tonight, clear into the low 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, close to 80 for a high. And we're going to keep going with highs climbing back into the upper 80s, maybe even near 90 by Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
One of our featured businesses of the month is Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream. Go check out their beautiful displays they have outside and enjoy some ice cream in the Butterfly Terrace. Still time to enjoy summer out there on the deck at Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream, one of our featured businesses of the month. If you have stuff coming up, let us know about it. WCQM at civicmedia.us. Of course, we got Price County Fair coming up this weekend. Lots of fun events. And there's a big listing in the paper. You can check out all the stuff to take in with the Price County Fair this weekend. The 4th annual Glidden Street Dance and all the Glidden Community Fair is next weekend. And the street dance is Friday night with the fair on Saturday, Sunday, and continuing into Monday. So all kinds of fun stuff a week from this weekend with the Glidden Community Fair. And we encourage you, if you can, to help out our kids as they head back to school. The back-to-school supply drive continues. You can drop off any items at the American Legion Hall during their 50-50 raffle on Wednesday nights tonight. Doors open at about 6, drawing at 7:30. They'll be open. They'll be there earlier than 6, but that's kind of what they advertise. You can also drop off any school supplies at Super One, at Dollar General, at the Park Mall, and at the Park Mall's library. You know what I'm talking about. The pens, the scissors, the notebooks,
The glue sticks, the folders, the backpacks, the highlighters, the rulers. You know, you go to your dollar stores or whatever your store you go to, and they got the big school display. Just grab a few of each, put them in a bag, and make sure our kids have their supplies as they head back to school here in the next couple of weeks. Copper Falls State Park has a lot of cool things going on all summer long, and this Saturday, they're going to have music in the park, a little bluegrass music with Danny and Aaron, bluegrass duo, and they're going to play from 6 to 8 Saturday night at Copper Falls State Park. And their naturalist program continues. You can check the Friends website for dates and times. You can always go on the Copper Falls State Park Facebook page and look for more events coming also in the month of September to Copper Falls State Park up by Mellon, one of the treasures here in the Northwoods. And the featured pet of the week is back again. Bonsai is the featured pet of the week. Is that? Maybe this isn't the updated one. But there's always, they have a lot of cats out there. I was talking with Tanya, the rescue manager, and she said that they have cats. So if you are looking for a friendly little cuddler for this fall and winter, maybe check out CatkinsAnimalRescue.org website or go on out to Catkins. You can check out their site we mentioned, CatkinsAnimalRescue.org, Facebook, or call them at 762-0122. We are very excited. Our yearly fundraiser this year in October will be benefiting Catkins. That isn't until, that's always the Friday before Halloween we do that. It's our yearly fundraiser, and this year it will benefit Catkins Animal Rescue. We're looking forward to doing that this year. We will get Big G in here. I think we got a giveaway to do in just a little bit, a little music for you in the meantime on Reality Radio.
This is where summer sounds best.
Let's go. It's a simple wine. It's summertime.
Country.
98 Q Country.
Got a house down a back road. I got a flag on the front porch. I got a dog named Waylon. I got a driveway that needs paving. I got a boat with a two-stroke, a couple guaranteed to make you laugh jokes. I got friends in low places. Yeah, life is what you make it.
I might not end up in the Hall of Fame with a star on the sidewalk with my name or a statue in my hometown when I'm gone. Nobody gonna name their babies after me. I might not go down in history, but
got a girl named Sheila. She goes batch on tequila. Got a job that gets the job done. I got a loan at the bank. It's a big one. The only place you might see my name is on a wall for a good time call. I'm a local legend on a Friday night in a Pabst Blue Ribbon neon light.
I might not end up in the Hall of Fame with a star on a sidewalk with my name or a statue in my hometown when I'm gone. Nobody gonna name their babies after me. I might not go down in history, but I'll go down to the honky-tonk.
I go down to the honky tonk. I go down to the honky tonk. I go down. I go down to the honky tonk. I go down to the honky tonk. I go down to the honky tonk. I go down. I go down to the honky tonk.
Let's go. Come on. I might not end up in the Hall of Fame with a star on the sidewalk with my name or a statue in my hometown when I'm gone. Nobody gonna name their babies after me. I might not go down in history, but I'll go down to the honky-tonk.
I go down to the honky-tonk. I go down to the honky-tonk. I go down. I go down.
down to the honky tonk. I go down to the honky tonk. I go down to the honky tonk. I go down. I go down to the honky tonk.
To my shoes. Now I look out my front porch at this panoramic view. I can sit and watch the fields fill up with rays of golden sun, or watch the moon lay on the fences like that's where it was hung. My blessings aren't in front of me, it's not about the land. I'll never beat the view from my front porch looking in. There's a carrot top that can barely walk with a sippy cup of milk. A little blue-eyed blonde with shoes on wrong, 'cause she likes to dress herself. And the most beautiful girl holding both of them. Yeah, the view I love the most is my front porch looking in. Yeah. I've traveled here and everywhere following my job. I've seen the paintings from the air brushed by the hand of God. The mountains and the canyons reach from sea to shining sea. But I can't wait to get back home to the one he made for me. 'Cause anywhere I'll ever go and everywhere I've been, nothing takes my breath away like my front porch looking in. There's a carrot top that can barely walk with a sippy cup of milk. A little blue-eyed blonde with shoes on wrong, 'cause she likes to dress herself. And the most beautiful girl holding both of them. Yeah, the view I love the most is my front porch looking in. Blue-eyed blonde with shoes on wrong, 'cause she likes to dress herself. And the most beautiful girl holding both of them. Yeah, the view I love the most. Oh, the view I love the most is my front porch looking in. Yeah, yeah. Oh,
Country.
Where I wanna be, and honey, for once in our lives.
shine. There's rivers across and hills to climb. Some days we might fall apart, and some nights might feel cold and dark. But nobody wins afraid of losing, and the hard roads are the ones we're choosing. Someday we'll look back and smile and know it was worth every mile. It don't matter to me
Chris Stapleton, 98Q Country. All right, one of our favorite segments on reality radio is when we give free stuff away, and Big G has walked into the door like Chuck Woolery on a game show, like Bob Barker, like Wink Martindale. He is ready to just give it away, right, Big G?
You betcha, Joel. Come on down. I'm probably going to make you hungry because it's time for one of my favorite segments, and yours too, Big G's favorite places to eat.
All right.
Don't have the new applause button.
That's just me for now. I haven't figured out how to put that in here yet, no. All right.
So, we're going to feature Lena's Northern Pines and Lena's Bar and Grill today.
All right.
Lena's Northern Pines, of course. Congratulations to Frank and Lena Matola. They just bought the Northern Pines here a couple months ago. Place has a rich history, of course. Everybody knows where the Northern Pines are, right there on Butternut Lake off of Lakeshore Drive. And, of course, she's got Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden. And we've got a certificate good for either place. $30 today, Joel. $30 to either Lena's Northern Pines and Butternut or Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden. And, she keeps updating the menu out there at the Northern Pines. Tuesday, south of the border night, make your own tacos. Plus Mexican fare. Wednesday, pasta night, Alfredo, lasagna, ravioli, garlic bread, and vegetables. Man, I'm getting hungry, Joel. How about you?
Yeah, exactly.
Thursday, German fare with the schnitzel and the kraut and all sorts of German cuisine out there. Friday, back by popular demand, is the Friday fish buffet. All you can eat, four of my favorite words in the dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
All you can eat, Friday fish buffet there. Plus, they got a great fish menu as well. And Saturday, savor the prime rib out there. And great salad bar out there at Lena's Northern Pines right there on Butternut Lake. You can come up by pontoon. You can come with your ATV, UTV right off the trail there. And then Sunday, something new for Sunday. We got smoked ribs and pork bellies on Sunday. And these are kind of their combination special recipe, Jim Beam pineapple bourbon sauce. And holy cow.
Yeah. What's going on there? That's good.
And check out all our specials there on Facebook. And like I said, we got a $30 certificate, but we got a big event going on in Glidden. You know, of course, you know, it's the fair coming up here on Labor Day weekend, and myself and Greg Gunderson will be broadcasting live from Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden. We're going to have a classic car show up there with a classic car display, a great Great food and drink specials up there, and the Children's Museum is going to be up there. This is a family fun for everyone night to kick off the Glidden Fair. They're up in Glidden there. She's right off of Grand Street up there. So this will be from 4:30 to 7:30, so bring the kids. They got games for all ages there, from anywhere from toddlers up to teenagers. So the Children's Museum is going to bring about 15 different games up there and stuff, so... We'll have a lot of activity going on there. And, of course, Lena's Bar and Grill is located right up there in Glidden, right off of Grand Street. So stop in there. Check out the classic car display. We'll be spending some 50s and 60s music. And we're going to have, Joe, we're going to have the 90 Q Country prize wheel there.
Oh, yeah. Fabulous and glamorous.
Line up and win all sorts of local area certificate businesses, certificates, some local area businesses. Come on up. Sign up for our newsletter. Find out what's going on out here at 90 Q Country and Civic Media Group.
First newsletter just went out on Friday.
Yes.
People may have missed it. It's on our 90AQ Facebook page, too.
I'm going to check that out yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, we got a certificate today. This is good, like I say, it's good for Lena's Northern Pines in Butternut, or it's good for Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, $30.
All right.
And how are we going to give them that away? Give that away today,
Let's
Joel?
Take caller five again. If you've won in the last 30 days, back away, give somebody else a chance to win. So we'll see if we can get somebody
caller
new.
Caller number five, yep.
715-762-3221. We'll do it the old school way here.
There we go.
Caller five. All right. We'll see the winner is. Thank you, Big G. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
You betcha. My Country
Station. My Country. All day long.
Hey, y'all. This is Drew Baldridge. She's somebody's daughter.
She's somebody's everything. Hey, it's Morgan Wallen. I'll all live cowgirls. Never
gonna settle on down. Cranking the country.
I just love it.
98 Q Country.
I hope she makes you smile the way you made me smile. On the other end of a phone, in the middle of a highway, driving alone. Oh baby, I hope you hear a song that makes you sing along and get you thinking about her. Then the last several miles turn into a blur, yeah.
I hope you both feel the sparks by the end of the drive. I hope you know she's the one by the end of the night. From a friend hanging on to a guy, you just sent him. I hope you stay up all night, all alone, waiting by the phone. And then she calls, and baby, I hope you work it out. Forgive and just about forget and take her on a first date again. And when you're leaning in for a kiss, I hope you both feel the sparks by the end of the drive. I hope you know she's the one. She makes you feel the same way about her that I feel about you right now. I hope you both feel the sparks by the end of the drive. I hope you know she's the one by the end of the night. I hope you never ever felt more free. Tell your friends that you're so happy. I hope she comes along and rips every one of your plans. I hope you spend your last time to put a rock on her hand. I hope she's wilder than your wildest dreams. She's everything.
Sister too, they got lots of music and lots of room. When they play you a waltz from the 1910, you're gonna feel a little bit young again. When you learn to dance with your rock and roll, you learn to swing with the do-say-do, but you learn to love at the fe-do-do when you hear a little show de blanc.
Saturday night and the moon is out, I wanna head on over to the twist and shout. Find a two-step partner at a Cajun beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet.
Song. All right, boys. This is her favorite song, you know that, right? So we play it good and loud. She might get up and dance again. Oh, she put her beard down. Here she comes, here she comes. Left, 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 right, left.
Woo.
Hustlers shooting eight ball, throwing darts at the wall, feeling damn near 10 feet tall. Here she comes, Lord help us all. OT'd up his girlfriend and slapped him out his chair. Poor old boy, it ain't his fault. It's so hard not to stare at that honky-tonk, but donkey-donk. Keeping perfect rhythm, make you wanna swing along. Got it going on like Donkey Kong. And shut my mouth, slap your grandma. There ought to be a law, get the sheriff on the phone. Lord have mercy, how she even get them bridges on? That honky-tonk, but donkey-donk.
Oh, son.
Now, honey, you can't blame her for what her mama gave her. It ain't right to hate her for working that money maker. Banjo's down at 2, but we're hanging out till 3. We hate to see her go, but love to watch her leave. With that honky-tonk, but donkey-donk. Now keeping perfect rhythm, make you wanna swing along. Got it going on like Donkey Kong. And
woo-wee,
shut my mouth, slap your grandma. There ought to be a law, get the sheriff on the phone. Lord have mercy, how'd she even get them britches on with that honky-tonk?
dancers to dance, driving everybody crazy. You think you fell in love, boys, you better keep your distance. You can look, but you can't touch that honky tonk. But donk a donk, keeping perfect rhythm, make you want to swing along. Got it going on like Donkey Kong. And ooh, he shut my mouth, slap your grandma. There ought to be a law, get the sheriff on the phone. Lord have mercy, how she even get them britches on that honky tonk.
AQ Country.
Post Malone and Morgan Wallen. When I think of country music, I think Post Malone, of course. That's a good song, though. It's called If I Had Some Help. All right, we made it. Congratulations. I would like to congratulate you on making it through reality radio with me, because this morning was a bit of a struggle for your morning guy to get moving. But thanks to a little Tomas and a little and a little Ileana and Gray helping out in the studio, we appreciate everybody and you tuning in. We got Brewer Baseball coming up for you tonight. We have a busy schedule coming up the next week or so with live broadcasts and stuff, so stay tuned. We do have free tickets for the Minnesota Renaissance Festival, by the way, if you're interested in going over to Shakopee, Minnesota. It's quite an event. I mean, if you've never been over there, I would say go and give it a try, because it's fun. It's $28 normally to get in the gate. $28 normally, but we've got some free tickets because Bottom line is they want you to come over from northern Wisconsin here. They would love to have you come over and be able to check it out. So if you're interested in that, give us a call. We'll get you set up with some Renaissance Fest tickets. Travis is coming in next. Gray will be in after 2 Brewer Baseball tonight. We'll see you back in here, Lord willing, tomorrow morning.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs. From mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
And by the way, the winner of our $30 to Lena's was Mike Duld. Mike Duld was the winner. So, Mike, congratulations to you. And thanks to Big G for another Big G's Favorite Places to Eat giveaway.
This year, Dell Technologies Back to School event is delivering impressive tech with an inspiring purpose. Learn how Dell is helping ComputerAid, whose work is helping solar community hubs with tech and AI literacy skills to empower remote, displaced, or disconnected communities around the world. Help Dell make a difference and shop AI-ready PCs powered by Snapdragon X Series processors at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Hey, I got a question for you. You hate bending over to put on your shoes? Wish you could just put them on standing or sitting without ever having to touch them? If so, then I have the shoe for you. Introducing new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins. With new Skechers Slip-ins, you just step in and off you go. You don't even need to lace up. So how do Skechers Slip-ins work? Well, there's a special smooth comfort pillow in the heel that helps your foot slide right into place. So just step in them and go. Find new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Now scanning the country music playlist.
I feel like a lady.
On minimum wage. And it was good knowing you.
Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98 Q Country.
What do you say when it's over? Don't know if I should say anything at all. One day we're rolling in the clover. Next thing you know, we take the fall. Still, I think about the years since I first met you. And the way it might have been without you here. I don't know if words for me can still upset you, but I've just got to make this memory stand clear. I know I'm leaving here a better man. No. Thank you. before, now I know I can. And I'm leaving here a better man. Yes, I'm leaving here a better man. Whiskey is a gasoline that lights the fire that burns the bridge. Ice creates a water that's no longer running under it. Stool holds a fool that pours the whiskey on his broken heart. Cigarettes create the smoke that hides the lonesome in his eyes. The jukebox plays Hank, I'm so lonesome I could cry. Dance floor holds the folks trying to forget who they are. What happens in every little honky-tonk bar? Friday night, it's a given. I'll be in living. We'll dance on the bar till we're sleeping and off in the car. Monday morning, it's a given. I'll be D-R-A-G-N dragging. That's what happens in every little honky-tonk bar. Neon lights flashing bright till you're almost hypnotized. Waitress short skirt gets hit on by every guy. Coming and going, always rolling with the flow. Bartender pour drinks, Cody, go do a shot. You think you're tall and bulletproof until somebody says you're not. You step outside thinking you're gonna show them you are. That's what happens in every little honky-tonk bar. Friday night, it's a given. We'll be in life, being living. We'll dance on the bar till we're sleeping it off in the car. Monday morning, it's a given. We'll be D-R-A-G-N dragging. That's what happens in every little honky-tonk bar. Yeah, that's what happens in every little honky-tonk bar. Whiskey is a gasoline that lights the fire that burns the bridge.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls.